USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling on Georgia to smarten up. The president stopping short of saying the Masters golf tournament to be held this week should join Major League Baseball's All-Star game and pull out of the state. Biden also noting the unfortunate side of such decisions that could cost hourly wage earners money.
It is reassuring to see that for-profit operations and businesses are speaking up about how these new Jim Crow laws are just antithetical to who we are. I think it's a very tough decision for a corporation to make.
Biden receiving a 4 Pinocchio rating from the Washington Post for his claim that the new Georgia law was decreasing the capacity to vote. It actually expands early voting. The Dow closing down 97 points to finish today at 33,430. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is optimistic about the pace of coronavirus vaccination, but warns we're not there yet. Biden visiting a vaccination site in Northern Virginia and again urging everybody to get the shot when it's their turn. About 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House in January. Two men on an FBI watch list were caught at our U.S.-Mexico border.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting U.S. border agents arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. One man, age 33, was arrested January 29th trying to enter Calexico, California. The second man, age 26, was arrested March 30th, also at the Calexico port of entry. The agency did not provide the names of the men from Yemen. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate parliamentarian stated that Senate Democrats can pass their infrastructure bill via reconciliation, which requires only a majority vote, rather than the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. The way Senate Democrats want to pay for that infrastructure bill, or part of it at least, is to raise the corporate tax rate from 22% up to 28%. Erica York is with the Tax Foundation. She tells CNBC there are a few things we need to remember when it comes to raising that corporate tax rate.
So I think it's important to pay for the infrastructure investments, but I think it's important to do that in a way that's not so economically damaging. The corporate income tax is the most harmful tax for economic growth. And even though corporate taxes may have been high in the past, across the globe we've seen not a race to the bottom, but a race to the mid-20s and a race to a corporate tax code that's more conducive to investment. Raising the corporate tax rate to 28% plus another $900 billion or so of corporate income tax hikes would be going in the opposite direction, would be placing us at a competitive disadvantage. And when we think of comparing to other countries, something that's a little different in the United States is that we have a really large pass-through sector. And so if you just look at corporate receipts as a percentage of GDP compared to other nations, we're going to look lower because so much of our businesses take the pass-through form.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.